Hello, welcome to this new video, part of the video series creating a 3D game for WebEngine 2.0. In the previous video, we learned how to create the different elements of the scene, different entities, and how to manage the assets, models, textures, and all that. Now it's turn to add the logic of our game, different behaviors, components. We will add the movement of the chip, the spawn behavior of the different asteroids, and the game logic. The first thing we have to do is click on File and click on Open C# Solution. This will open the solution in the default ID. Okay, the solution is now into the Visual Studio. Here we can see the main projects and a secondary project, which is a share project. A shared project is a different kind of project which allow us to place common codes and classes. It's really useful when we have, for example, the Android platform projects, the iOS platform, the Windows platform, and we want to share the game logic among them. So it's really, really useful. We can see here that we have the game class, the My Theme class, which loads this thing. This is a new addition in WebEngine 2.0, the Web Contents. This is a class which automatically updates every time we compile the project, which creates different constants for every asset that we have in our application. For example, we have different asteroids models, the environment FBX, is really easy to understand. And the way to use it is just click, for example, web content. And we can navigate through the different folders here. For example, we have them into the asset folders, textures. And here we can see the different textures. So every time we have to add a texture to on our code. It's really easy now because we don't have to remember the string. We just have to write this constant. It's really straightforward. It's time to create our first component. So first of all, we will create the chip, the spaceship behavior. So to add a new component, we just have to create a new class, new item. Class, and we name it like chip behavior. We create public class, and our class must be a child of the class behavior, which is a web class which has a update method. We can update every single frame the behavior of the entity. We have to add the using reference. The first thing we have to know about creating behavior for Web Editor using a Web Editor is that they have to be serialized. So we have to create the data contract attribute for the class and data member for every single property that we have to show in the property panel in our editor. So if we create, so we have data contract, we can implement the behavior class. It has an abstract method, update method, which is crucial for the behavior. Then for this behavior, we want to change the transform of the entity to move it. So it's necessary to have the transfer 3D component. And we mark it as a required component. That means that in runtime, we will set this property for us. We also will create the speed property of the ship, and we want that property to be changed from the editor. To do that, we just have to create a public property. We will call it speed with getter and setter, and mark it as serializable. We want to serialize it, so we put it the data member attribute. Now we want to move the entity. To do that, we just have to change the local position of the transform. Just getting the local position vector, changing it. And subtracting the position, because we are moving forward, we have to subtract instead of adding. We will add this speed multiplied by game time total seconds. That means that the movement is constant instead of being affected by the frame rate. And then we set it back. Now, if we rebuild this project, and if we go back to Web Editor, we can see that the project has changed, so it asks you to reload it. And now we can select the ship entity and add the new component. We just have to write it in the text box, and we can select it, as you can see. What is really, really nice is that, as you can see, the speed property that we have defined before, it's here, and we can set it, for example, a value of 1. And if we simulate the solution, we will see how the ship is moving. At a speed of 1, which is really slow for now. Now we need to differentiate between the initial speed and the current speed. The current speed we will increase in our games to make it more difficult. So we will create a private attribute, current speed. This will be the amount of position that we will add every frame. And we have to set it at the beginning. So if we override the initialize method, we can set it here. Perfect. We here change the current speed. The next thing we have to do is to rotate the ship with our cursors. So to do that, it's really easy. We have to get the input, the keyboard input, access the wave service input, keyboard state, and in the keyboard state we can access to the different key states. For example, if the W key is pressed, that means that we are going down with the chip. So we have to change the rotation of the chip. So at the beginning we have to get it. We will create a Victor 3 at the beginning 0. Y, this is the y-axis, and we rest. We should take it like that. If we copy this, we can do that with the rest. For example, if we press the S key with the same but increasing, and if we press the A key, it's the same but with the X axis. And if we press the D key, we will add in this of the game. Yeah, that is. This is with this different statement, we will change the rotation vector. Okay, and now we have to add that vector to the orientation of the chip. So the best way is to change directly the orientation instead of the rotation. That's because using the rotation can be messy in extreme angles, like going up and going down. So we will change the orientation. And to do that, we just have to multiply with a quaternion created by that rotation vector. So if we click on quaternion and create from yaw pitch roll, we can pass it the yaw, the pitch, and the roll items separately. So we just pass them. So the orientation we will change with the new quaternion created from this rotation vector. And if we build the project and go back, we have to reload the project. If we simulate the application, the game, we can see that with the W and the S key, the chip is changing. The problem is, for now, the same keys are used to move the camera. So the next step is to make the camera follow to the chip. This is really easy, but we will cover that in the next video. In the next video, we will create a smooth following behavior. I hope you enjoyed this video, and I hope you will stay tuned waiting for more news coming for WebEngine. Thank you very much for watching.